Hi, everyone, and welcome to another one of our top eight DOC interviews. I am here with Mick Sinek. It's very good to have you. You are another one of our most accomplished Dominion players. I think by now you must be like the champion of the League Champions or something. I'm sure you have won like more championships than anyone else. Or maybe you are up with Steph now. I haven't checked. But you are definitely one of our most successful players. You're a bit of a constant, I would say. You play in so many of the tournaments. It's always great to see you, and it's great to have you back in the top eight after I think 2 years. So congratulations and hi.
Thanks. I think it's been a lot longer than 2 years. Really? I don't often make it very far in this tournament. I've won it before and its predecessor, but I may have made another top eight at some point, but my seed is never very good, or at least not in the recent years. And so I often have to play one of the top eight seeds in like the second or third round.
It's true. You are one of the players whose like seed does not represent their actual their actual level.
So I've been eliminated even in, I think, like the round of 128 or before. So it was like losing to, I think this year the seeding is a little less. They put the cap on Phi, so the non-ladders aren't punished quite as hard this year. But like last year, my seed was extremely high. And so I played one of the top eight seeds, I think, in the round of 128, and it was game seven, but I lost, so that was it. I think I played two matches.
Although I have to say, I think you were in one of the strongest brackets this year, you and RTT, and now you will meet each other, but of all the brackets, I feel like you had some very strong competition. Do you want to talk about the tournament a little bit? What has it been like for you this year? I think you had at least one of those like game seven matches, right?
Yeah, I've had a pretty harrowing experience. I've had two game seven matches, and I mean, my second round was playing somebody who's in B division right now, and that was a game seven. My first round, I'm sure I've lost the most games of anybody who's still in the tournament, because I don't think any of them played in the first round besides me. And then I lost two games in that first round also, which was not great. But but then I had two game sevens against El Taco and Heron. I mean, my only break as far as my tournament path was that Sirisk beat Kazumaru, who Sirisk is good, but I think, you know, on average, the Kazumaru match would have given me a little more difficulty. But other than that, yeah, I've had to play quite a few strong people and had a lot of game six and game seven matches. My Sirisk match was 4-1, but the rest were either game six or game seven.
Yeah. I remember the your last match against Bitter Wormcoil, where you lost the first two games of the match, and then you came all the way back, I think.
Yeah, that match I could have easily lost 0-4, because the games three and four, I think Bitter Wormcoil was ahead, and I think in one game, Bitter Wormcoil just missed a pile out. I didn't go back and check, but from what at least while I was playing it, I thought they missed one. So, yeah, I've been kind of scraping through so far, but I guess I'm glad to have made it this far. It's been a few years since I had a good run in the single elimination tournament, which is always sort of tough anyway.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on your upcoming quarterfinal against RTT? I saw that you have met a couple times in league, and your record is like exactly even.
Yeah.
So that's very exciting for us as spectators.
Yeah, RTT is really, really good. RTT is sort of in that tier, I think, of like league people like that have won. I put them in a group with like Tracer and Rabid, who have won multiple seasons, who had long stretches in A. And RTT is one of the, you know, extremely good players we have and has a lot of experience in tournaments. So, I mean, there's no telling. Either one of us could win, of course. And yeah, I think the last time I played RTT was in the finals of like a, it was one of the one-off tournaments, like a Plunder release tournament or something like that. I don't remember which one of those it was, but, or a mixed tournament. And we played in the finals and RTT beat me. So that was our last match, I think.
Mm-hmm. So now you can get your revenge.
Right.
So of all the quarterfinalists that we have this year, what is your opinion? If you yourself do not win, who do you think will win?
I mean, the easy answer is VR Smith, but that's, you know, I don't know what else to say. I hadn't even heard of two of the quarterfinalists before this year, Agu and Siami, you know, apologies for however I've mispronounced those, but I had just never even seen the usernames. I watched Agu versus DG Hunter to get the last match to get into our top eight. And they played well. But other than that, I don't have strong knowledge of those two, or really, I've watched Silly Potter play before. I think I've commentated one of the championship matches they had one year, but I mean, I'm sure anybody who's left could win it, but I don't have any, like, no one stands out besides VR Smith just because she has such a track record.
Yeah.
And the rest in comparison just don't have that, but that doesn't mean that they can't do it.
Yeah. Yeah. So we cannot talk about the very newly announced expansion Rising Sun because you are one of the playtesters, but we can talk about everything that has happened in Dominion since the last time we talked, which is 2 years ago now. So what are your thoughts on the expansion's Plunder and allies, and what are your thoughts on like the new second edition cards? Also, do you playtest like the second edition cards as well?
Yeah, I mean anything that is newer can get playtested. Huh, and I do, I get to see the cards as Donald X is developing them, and then I also do a good amount of playtesting for both of the software versions on Dominion, on Games and Temple Gate Games that I've done over the years. I mean, so I get to see everything for quite a while before it actually comes out. And nice. And I started playtesting for Adventures, which is when Donald X brought in more people from the online community initially. So I've seen, and that was, you know, a long time ago now at this point.
Yeah.
Of the new stuff, I really like Allies. I think the ally mechanic and the favors, I think that all worked out really well. I think it gave us a lot of like interesting things to do and some nice choices. So I'm pretty happy with that stuff. And I think just like the non-on theme, I guess the, you know, there's always some cards in the set that are just whatever, just new cards that can be anything. And I think the new stuff in Allies is really, really cool. I mean, I hate Hunter. I'm looking at all the cards. I hate Hunter, but everything else is fantastic. And and I like the split piles a lot. I think some people hate Clashes, but I'm a big, big, big Clashes fan. Mm-hmm. And I think some of the split piles have sort of awkward paths towards getting to see like the third or fourth card sometimes. And so those are maybe a little less interesting, but you know, it's hard. You don't necessarily want the pile to be the thing that you have to get every piece of it every single game. But some of them definitely end up looking kind of useless. But other than that, I think the split pawn mechanic for allies is pretty cool.
Mm. It's very good to get some allies love here after Silly Potter and
I read the Silly Potter interview and I thought I'm gonna have to do some counter propaganda.
Aha. Well, spoiler alert. Also, RGT this is also kind of
like Silly Potter said that they only had a 10% chance if they faced off against VR Smith. That's just not true. Like,
I mean, they are just, I think they're just like very humble and very Japanese.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just, there's no shot that that's the actual percentage. I don't, anyway.
They're just very, very polite.
Yeah. So yeah,
you're just trying to distract from the fact that you are in fact an AI and Silly Potter.
Yeah. Right.
Just,
it's such a funny thing to think of being described as, because of course I think of my play as having lots and lots and lots of mistakes, but
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
it was a nice thing, sort of nice thing. I don't know.
I think so. So do you like Plunder as much as you like Allies?
No, not as much, but I mean it's still cool. I think for me Plunder's a little more awkward, I guess, some of the things to make work. First mate's really awkward, or can be. The next time you do something, durations can be a little awkward if they don't have like a trick to make them better, like landing party. Like if you just play landing party vanilla, it's kind of unexciting and bad. But if there's a trick, then sometimes it's very, very good.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember the first time someone played Landing Party launch, right? And that was, I was so in awe. I was like, what is happening? Why are they buying all these landing parties? It does not make sense. And I was like, oh, okay, I see now.
And like, I don't know, Quartermaster has a kind of a tendency to lead to some degenerate things. You're just kind of either rushing a particular pile, but not actually doing the quartermaster thing of putting something and getting it back, you know. You're just kind of putting things aside and doing either on gain stuff, or it's just like a gardens or something. And like, anyway, I like the cards. And then like loots, I would just make the cruddy ones have plus buy. Like I don't think at this point, I don't think that's like interesting gameplay to have. I mean, the whole idea was not to have all of the loots be the exact same thing with gold plus buy or whatever, but a bunch of them have it. And so now the ones that don't have it seem so awful, or can seem so awful. And it's not like their powers, that the ones that don't have buy, it's not like the ability they're attached to is like the top abilities of the sets anyway. So like I would just give doubloons itself a plus buy, and I'd give insignia plus buy. But that's how I feel about it at this point. I still like the basic mechanic of getting this surprise super treasure, but the thing where you have to jump through some kind of hoop to get a loot, and then you get a loot that is terrible, it feels pretty bad.
Yeah.
Especially when sometimes the loot that your opponent gets, or that even that you get, if it's a good one, it means you get to do the next hoop jumping more easily, and so it can kind of compound. The plunder events rule, they're awesome. And traits I'm not so excited about, because traits have this tough time, because it's two random things, right? The random card and the random trait. And there's a lot of different combinations of that possible, and they're not all winners. In fact, they're pretty often not important, and so the traits aren't super successful in my opinion, but that's just me.
I didn't watch like the whole video, but somewhere in your first league match of the current season 60, you said something like, it was like a kingdom with, oh my god, what is Inherited? And then, and you, like, you had a pretty strong reaction to that. I don't really
like inherited at all.
Okay.
At all is maybe too strong, but it's, I can remember playing, the board Hawk and I rolled had inherited Sack of Ludes, and I played games of this in playtesting, right? It's an inset thing that can happen, and I randomly rolled one at some point. And it's just like a really heavy influx of treasure, strong treasure very quickly. And it, I think it's a little boring because I mean, Hawk and I, my game wasn't that bad. I mean, it was bad for me because I bottom decked my opening buys, but there was still like stuff to do. But sometimes it's like you get your Sack of Loot, inherited Sack of Loot is putting so much good treasure in your deck so rapidly, you don't have time to like pursue other things. You just can green really, really early. Or maybe you just like, I can remember the board I played it on was like, it had Den of Sins. So I bought Den of Sins, played the Sack of Loots, and bought Provinces. And that was the whole game. And it lasted, you know, I don't know, 12 turns maybe or something, if that. And just to churn through the provinces. But, I don't know. For me, Inherited is fine. It's like a nice, it's okay. It's like a twist, but it's, there's no choice involved, right? And it can sometimes accelerate things into boring directions, in my opinion. So.
Well, I'm sure you want to tell me all about Trail now and how much you love it and that it's the best card ever.
I mean, I like Trail. I don't have any. I know I have been following the other interviews. I know VR Smith didn't give you what you wanted. I think Trail's great. I mean, I think it's cool that it just reacts from on anything, you know, just all the things make it do its thing. That's fun. You know.
Yes.
I don't have much else to say about Trail, but I like it.
Perfect. Thank you. All right. We talked a little bit about players before, but do you have anyone that you, in your long, long league career, and like you were playing like all sorts of other tournaments, but is there still anyone that you have not played against that you would like to play?
I don't really have anyone specifically. I mean, if you point to a group of people that I haven't played as much, it's the Japanese players, and obviously there are like a lot of strong players. So I mean, it might be nice. I don't believe I've ever played Silly Potter or the other two Japanese players still in the tournament. So it'd be nice to play one of them, I guess. At least if it's for somebody new. Other than that, I don't really have anyone in mind. I can't say. I've played most of the very good people over the years. Like I have pretty good coverage there, so.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, maybe there's somebody who's like doing really well on ladder and doesn't enter any tournaments at all. I don't know. I don't follow ladder all that well, so there could be someone there, but I'm not aware of them.
Yeah. Did I ask you the last time why you don't play ladder?
I don't know. We did the interview for your Dominion League podcast, but I don't remember if we talked about it. I guess, I don't know. There are a few reasons. One is like, I did it. Like I did ladder for years on other clients. Like it wasn't like I never laddered. When I was learning the game, I was playing on Isotropic and I was ladder grinding, you know, not as crazy as some people do, but you know, like 1,000 or more games in a year. And that was like my first year of Dominion and I did it. And then when the other clients, it kind of decreased from there. And I gladdered a little bit at the start of Dominion.games. Like I've been at the top of the Dominion.games leaderboard. But it was like, I don't know. For me, ladder has like components that I don't enjoy, which is that it's a little compulsive, or can be, as far as, you know, you can just do one more game and then you can have spent a couple hours or more playing. just kind of just like that. And then I don't know, these some of these things aren't so important, they kind of add up, but I think the idea that if I start laddering, I won't be satisfied until I actually am at the top of it means there's no, like, I don't know. I didn't mind doing that at some point because it's kind of nice to have a goal, but it's not like there's any guarantee I could get there under some particular set of time. Mm-hmm. And so to have that kind of become like a focus, I just don't really want that right now.
Yeah.
And I kind of have that competitive mindset. If I start doing it, that's what I'll want to do.
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes any sense at all, but.
Oh, totally. Totally.
And there's some aspects of the design of the laddering that I find obnoxious. Like I can't unilaterally mute spec chat in there. And so people are just, it's fine. Like, I don't care if people spec, that's totally cool. But people want to pop in and like, is this league? Is this tournament? Yeah, and it's I don't know. It's almost like having, I don't want to describe it because these people are acting in completely good faith, but it's like mildly annoying.
Mm. Yeah. No, I get that. And I think it's like, I think that's pretty cool. Like the spectrum of like players' preferences, and like, we have someone like you who plays like basically every tournament, but does not ladder. We have like people like Recycle Garbage who only plays very specific tournaments and who only joined League to like win it once. And then it was like, okay, this is boring now. And so it's pretty cool to see, I think. And then we have, like you said, we have people who only ladder and do not play any tournaments. And so I don't know, there are a lot of people who are like really strong, but I never see them basically and only maybe interact with them on Discord if they are active on Discord. So yeah, it's pretty cool. Do you spectate other people's matches, and if so, who do you like to watch?
I don't really spectate very much anymore. I tend to only spectate matches that I'm also just doing like third party commentary of. I did watch two matches from the I watched Sirisk versus Kazumaru, and I watched Agu versus DG Hunter, but those, and maybe I popped into another one, but those are, I think, the only matches I watched from this tournament. I used to spectate a lot, like when Dominion Games first got the license and came out and spectate was this new thing, I spectated a lot. But that was, you know, six years ago or so, five or six, whatever it was, 2018 maybe. Nearly 6 years ago. And at some point I just kind of stopped doing it as often, and these days I don't hardly do it at all, unless, like I said, unless I volunteered to do some third party commentary on something. So I don't have any players I follow specifically. I mean, I like to watch the high level players more than others, but I don't feel, I mean, that's not the only condition of it, and I don't have anybody I follow at all.
You could commentate some of the consolation bracket matches, like when it gets
I will definitely do that. I don't know how much I'll do, but I'll definitely do some.
Cool.
Once there are a few less people there. Well, also the consolation bracket is crazy this year. Like the winner of the consolation bracket will certainly have been someone who could have won the normal one.
Definitely.
And that's kind of a little bit off. I mean, last year, I mean, we've only done it twice, so to say there's like a trend is maybe a little misleading, but it's kind of an artifact of the size we got to this year, where we didn't make it to the full 256 round. So we're kind of taking players from a round later than we did relative to last year. And also there just were a few like upsets. So
yeah.
So yeah, there's like a lot of really good players in the consolation bracket, which is cool.
Definitely a lot of fun. And then the consolation bracket also runs later, right, than the main bracket, so it'll be cool. Once the main bracket is wrapped up, it'll be cool to still have another part of the tournament still going.
It depends on if people play ahead or if we But if it just stays on like the week schedule, then yeah, it should be going still for maybe two weeks past the other one. I'm not sure exactly.
We will see. So,
yeah, that's true. That'd be nice that overlap won't, or they won't overlap in a way that people will be able to watch it all probably.
Yeah. So I have another two questions that are non-Dominion related, but I forgot I have a third one that I need to ask you. How's the free sale going?
You know, it's okay. I haven't really hit the free sale books, so to speak, to really ramp up my play. I'm just muddling through as one does with free sale. You know, I'm sure there are approaches that I'm not employing, that I'm leaving on the table. I'm sure my overall strategy is not strong. we'll see if I get the motivation to hit the books and really ramp it up.
The free sale guides. Yeah.
I mean, you know it exists, you know, like there's no doubt that's on the internet somewhere. There's no, you know, question.
Yeah. Yeah. I do enjoy like a little bit of solitaire every now and again. And I also played a couple free sale games, and I don't know if it's like just the iteration that I have that comes with like Windows, but my free sale, I already like play it on the highest difficulty level, and still like I have not lost a game yet, so it's very confusing. Like, this is weird. Well, I don't know.
You know, free cell is part of free cell's thing is that like the one that originally came packaged with Windows, the selection of seeds, random seeds that it had, like almost all of them were solvable. Mm-hmm. And in general, like in the space of possible deals you can get, I guess, way more of them are solvable than not. Like, free sale isn't like hard necessarily. but I don't know. I'm sure there are like pathological cases where it's really difficult or impossible, but they're not common, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know too much more to try and say something, because then I might just be, you know, making something up at this point. But I think what I said that this so far is like roughly true.
All right, I will peruse the guidebooks and see what they say. So, speaking of books, what is the best book that you've read in the past year?
Okay, so I have an answer, but it is gonna be a trilogy, if that's acceptable.
Not at all. It's completely unacceptable. I can't believe this.
Yeah.
Yes, okay. Yes, please.
So this is a series I read before. So this is a reread, but I did do it in the past year. So This is the Farseer trilogy. The first book is called Assassin's Apprentice. It's written by Robin Hobb. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm not good at sales pitches, so I almost don't want to attempt one, but
okay.
It's about this kid and his awful life, and him growing up, and it's great.
Okay.
And if you don't like it, well, boo on you. But if you do like it, she wrote a bunch of other books in the same world, and some following the same characters and stuff. So there's like 16 books total, and they all rule. Some rule more than others, but. Anyway, one of my favorite authors.
Nice, nice. Thank you. I will put it on my long, long list of books. I have been reading a lot more this year due to the fact that I got a library card again after years and years of absence. And so I have kind of like inhaled a lot of Brandon Sanderson this year.
Oh, yeah.
Because everyone keeps telling me it's great. And I think like the second, oh my God, was it the Hero of Ages is like one of the best books I read this year. It was so fun. It was so, so good.
Yeah. I don't have a full Brandon Sanderson experience, but I'm not a Sanderson person, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. No, and I definitely read too much too fast, because it, I don't know, certain things bothered me, and then that kind of compounded. So I'm taking a Sanderson break right now. Also because the books are so long, like that's not reasonable.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I read some Sanderson books this year because I was also rereading The Wheel of Time, and he finished The Wheel of Time after Robert Jordan passed away. Mm-hmm. So I did read some Sanderson this year, though not exactly by choice.
I've heard good things about that, though. I heard that he did a good job finishing that. Do you agree?
I think it was like an impossible thing in some sense, right?
Mm.
I think he did it with a lot of like love for the series and respect for the series, and he did a job. I mean, like, he got it done, you know, and like gave the fans an ending, which is, I think, something people really, really appreciate. I don't love the books that he wrote in the series, but they're okay. but I don't know that, you know, like I do really think of it as kind of like an impossible thing to meet,
yeah,
like the expectations and to finish a series that wasn't your own, you know. So
yeah,
you know, I appreciate the work he did to do it, and I don't particularly like the books.
Okay. That's fair. All right, so my last question for you is, what is your favorite food?
I'll just say eggs. I really like eggs.
In any particular
egg forms are acceptable and good. I like, you know, I like them fried. I like them scrambled. I like them soft boiled, you know, poached. It's all good, you know. As long as it's not been cooked too long, you know, I'm good with it.
Perfect. Well, thank you very much for taking the time, and good luck for your quarterfinal match, and good luck in the rest of the tournament.
Thank you, and thanks for doing all these interviews. I enjoy them every year.
Of course. Well, have a good one. Bye.
Bye.